free this world for Jesus. He's the hope unto the lost. You've got to recognize the pressures and know where they're coming from. You've got to understand the reasons and why it's coming so strong. Because it's war.
Today, here we are, the 7th of January, and hallelujah, Jesus is still having his way, and he'll have his way in your life if you'll let him. But we got a good program for you, I believe, tonight, and you're going to hear some things that I believe the Lord showed me for the New Year's after the message tonight. And also, we're going to do some deliverance after the message tonight, and then we have a good word for you. But first, we're going to open up with some local United States, mostly news here that I want to share with you as we get into this broadcast tonight. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Appreciate you being here tonight. God bless you. Abortion was 2021's leading worldwide cause of death. with 42.6 million babies slaughtered and murdered and offered to Satan. 42.6 million. Can you believe that? That's a lot of people. Imagine taking 42.6 million out of the United States. And of course, they're probably going to do that with their vax. Because a lot of people are dying. The numbers keep getting higher and higher from that. But still, that many babies murdered. That's been the leading cause of death for 3 years in a row now. Murdered, slaughtered, offered to Satan in sacrifice, whether they knew they were doing that or not. Because Satan demands a sacrifice, right? And he likes it when human babies are offered up, even if people don't know what they're doing, even if they don't understand the full ramifications of offering up their baby like that. Yeah, so tragic, 42.6 million. 1 year and worldwide lost. Homosexual men couples can now have babies via surrogacy inside Israel. You know, Israel also is one of the leaders in the world of sin and evil. So it's going to be quite a day when they finally wake up, right? And see that, hey, we need the Messiah. We need Jesus. We need to get born again. Just like we had to get born again, they're going to have to get born again. It's not special for them. They have to get born again just like every other person has to get born again. 3-year-old girl dies of heart attack 3 days after taking the COVID jab. She was a healthy little girl with no health issues whatsoever. This is tragic. That's right. Does Big Pharma care? I don't think so. They don't care that these children are dying. They don't care. So, yeah, they don't care that the adults are dying. Why would they care? They're making lots of money. That's what they care about. They're big corporations, and so it's a tragic thing. You know, in the general Georgia investigation of ballot harvesting in the 2020 election, one ballot trafficker admitted to being paid thousands of dollars, paid off to make it go for Biden. Yeah, they admit it. Elon Musk said he agreed with the teachings of Jesus. He said, sure, I'll be saved, when he was being interviewed by some Christians that talked about salvation with him. And he said, sure, I'll be saved. Well, I don't know if he's serious or not, but would it be something if that man did get really saved? He needs to be saved. Just like all the people of this world need to be born again. But the Bible says, narrow is the road, few there be to find it. Right? Not going to be a lot of people finding that road, unfortunately. But thank God you and I are on it. Amen. We've been awakened by the blood of Jesus. And because of the Holy Spirit working on us and bringing us and drawing us into Christ Jesus, we know him now. So, Sidney Poitier died at 94 years old this week. I hope he was saved. Don't know, but hope he was. Mayo Clinic fired 700 unjabbed workers at the clinic locations in Arizona and Minnesota. They have a total of 73,000 employees nationwide, and they took out 700 for not being vaccinated. Yeah. Federal judge blocks Defense Department from firing 35 Navy sailors who refused to get the COVID jab for religious reasons because the military's mandate violated their First Amendment rights. So the judge said that, and he blocked them from firing these 35 soldiers, sailors, who refused to get the jab. And then Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells his National Guard that Biden is not the commander-in-chief as he sues Biden and the White House unconstitutional military vaccine mandate. That's right. Good. Good for Abbott to do that, but they're just not going as far as they should go and could go with these things. They could go further. But 40% of Texas National Guard are reportedly refusing to get the jab. And so Well, at least there's some backup for them, some protection that that Abbott, Governor Abbott, says that he's not going to force anybody to get the vaccine in his state, in the state of Texas. And that's good. Our governor in Montana said the same thing. No one has to get the vaccine. No one has to wear a mask in this state. So that's good. And so another church closes. Denver's Potter House, this is a mega church, closes and goes permanently virtual due to the pandemic. They, like many churches in the United States, have suffered declining donations. As CBN News reported in November, more than 4,000 churches closed in the United States alone in 2020. That's right. And that's just 1 year. So in 2020, over 20,000 pastors left the ministry. And 50% of the current pastors say that they would leave the ministry if they had another way of making a living. Really? They shouldn't be pastors in the first place. If that's it, I'd have become a pastor and worry about making a living. I just followed what God told me to do. You know, that's something I wonder about, you know. And when they say, well, 50% of the current pastors said they would leave the ministry if they had another way of making a living, really? According to the Barna Report, the Barna Group. Hey, are they even called then? I mean, if they look at ministry as just a way to make a living, something's wrong there, okay? When I went into the ministry, I went into the ministry because Jesus called me, and I wasn't even thinking about making a living. I was just thinking about obeying the Lord, and it's been lean at times, that's for sure, but, you know, he's provided all these years of pastoring, all these years of ministry and ministering the word to people. He's provided, you know, it's been lean. Sometimes we wonder where our next meal, how we're going to pay the bills and all that stuff. But, you know, he still provided and we made it. And so these people that said they quit the ministry, they had another way. What are they, incapable of going out and getting a job? There's plenty of jobs out there because all these people are leaving the workforce. What, 4.5 million left in November. So are they just looking for... I don't understand that one, but anyway, that's my thought on that. But anyway, let's go ahead on into the program tonight. Good to see you tuning in and from different states there listening by telephone and nobody in the chat room. Several people came in, but they left. I don't know. I hope everybody can hear me okay, just fine. But anyway, we're going to get into prayer time now. Happy New Year to you all. We are now in 2022, and we'll be talking about that. You know, I gave some things the Lord shared with me last week, and I'm going to give some more things tonight that he shared with me after the message. I'll share some things with you, and I'm going to just put it all in, at least some of it, in the newsletter. We're working on another newsletter here, and hopefully we'll get that out and for you. We skipped a couple months, but we're going to try to get another one out for you soon. So anyhow, let's go to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time of prayer. We thank you for the glory of God. We thank you for the victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we could do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, Lord. I thank you for the supernatural strength that you're giving us right now, Father, right now. I couldn't do it without you, Lord. I couldn't do anything without you. Just die, make a mess of things. But Lord, you've been a blessing to my life and to the lives of those who are listening. And I pray you'll continue to be a blessing to all of us, Lord, as we go into this new year, Father. We will see the blessing of God on our lives, Father. We thank you for that. And I want to give you all the praise and all the glory in advance, Lord. And already we've seen your goodness this year. But I'm expecting to see more. Hallelujah. Expected to see Jesus do mighty things, hallelujah, in your life, in my life, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we're looking to you for health in our bodies. Father, we pray for a brother that's having, that got the jab and is having blood clot, and we just pray for his healing tonight in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke death off of him and speak life to his body in the name of Jesus. And thank you for healing him in Jesus' name, Lord, and turning things around for him. Lord, even though he got the jab, Father, and Lord, I wish people would do their homework on these jabs, and they probably wouldn't get them if they really knew all that's really happening here, and how that there are nanos in the vaccines, many of the vaccines. It's just some of the things that are going on that are going in these vaccines. They're just using the population for experiments. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on this world right now. Lord, turn people to you, Father, whether they're jabbed or not. Lord, turn people to you, Father. We cry out, Lord, to the living God, Lord, for people to come to you, Lord, in this time, Father, that this would be a year where we see many harvests, much harvest, with many people coming to you, Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for drawing them in, Father. We bind the enemy. We break the grip of darkness over people's minds today, Father, in the name of Jesus, and loose their minds from demonic mind control in the name of Jesus so they can come to Christ, Father, so they can know you and the Christians that are under demonic mind control, Father. We pray that you open the eyes of their understanding. We bind these spirits that have such control over so many Christians today that have their mind in deception, so much so that they do things that just are just absolute ignorance. They're done out of just, they're causing them to perish, Father. Have mercy on these people, Lord. Have mercy on these people, Lord, that supposedly, you know you and ought to know better than doing a lot of the things that they're doing right now. And Lord, we call for an awakening, Father, an awakening, a spiritual awakening of the church, Father, that they would wake up, Father, that they would come to a vital, living, true knowledge of, and not have their head in the sand waiting for some rapture or something like that, Father, just keeping in mind, well, I'm getting out of here. We know we won't have to go through nothing. Well, that's not what the scripture teaches, Lord. We know that. And so, Lord, we pray their eyes would be open, Father, and that they would come to know you better, Father. This would be a year of revelation, Father, for people, that they would get spiritual revelation and spiritual understanding, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, and Lord, bless every listener to the broadcast. Father, if they're sick, Lord, we thank you for releasing healing in Jesus' name. Thank you that by your stripes they are healed, Father. We thank you for that. We command any demons of infirmity to go from their bodies right now, too, in Jesus' name. And command them to go in the name of Jesus. Loose their bodies. Sickness, infirmity, disease spirits, go in Jesus' name. Cancer spirits, stop holding people in bondage right now. We command you to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for liberty, that we can walk in the glorious liberty, Father, that you called us to that, Father. And we will see that more and more as people are awakening, Father. And I know that much of the church is not going to awaken up, but, Lord, I pray for those who will to do so, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this moving in your church this year, Father, mightily, in the true church of Jesus, Father, in your remnant believers, Father, that you have moved mightily in our lives with signs and wonders and miracles and deliverances, Father, mighty deliverances that we will see come forth. In Jesus' name, we give you glory for that, Father. We cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for the holy anointing on me right now to share these words with the people. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a good word from heaven. Father, we pray, Lord, for another brother who's having some difficulties right now. Father, we pray, Father, for his deliverance. Father, we pray, Lord, that you bring him to hate the sin in his life, Father, that he will hate it and want to get out of it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bring him to the place where he just hates evil, Father, and doesn't want it, and he comes out of the darkness, Father. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray for those who are confused right now, too, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we rebuke that spirit of confusion off of them. And I thank you, Lord, that that confusion will lift and be gone in the name of Jesus. They'll be able to not be in confusion anymore about some things that they've just simply been in confusion about, and it's hindering them and causing them to have bad attitudes and mistreat others and just be in a bad mood, Father. We pray for them, too, in Jesus' name, and rebuke that confusion, the confusion that's been released on the land, too. We rebuke that confusion because of the homosexual agenda, the perverts, and the child pedophilia and all this, and the and the wickedness up in the district of criminals, all that, Lord. We rebuke that confusion that's coming from all that in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a righteous government. We pray for, Lord, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn, Father. We pray for righteous government, a removal of wicked government in Jesus' name, that we might live quiet and peaceable lives, according as your word says that we should pray that we can live quiet and peaceable lives in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that as well. Give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, commit this time to you. Amen. All right, we're going to talk about guilt, anger, and fear in 2022 here. That's the title, anger, guilt, fear, and 2022. So let's get into this right now as we get into the word here now. How many of you have done things because you felt compelled to do them out of guilt? You ever done things out of guilt? Of course you have. Most people have. And then you were angry because you did it from guilt instead of because you really wanted to do it. You did it out of guilt, and now you're angry at yourself. You're angry at others. And many times anger and guilt, they work very close together. And the trio of anger, guilt, and fear, they work together too and cause many of the physical problems that people have today. Okay, due to the openings that these things cause in your life, the opening for demons to get in there and mess with you. And so to help you overcome the enemy in these areas, we're going to talk about all three, but I'm going to mainly emphasize anger and guilt here. We're going to really get into them and expose these devils and how this guilt operates, how the anger operates. Let's go to Hebrews 10 as we start talking about guilt here. Go to Hebrews chapter 10, and we will expose these things and begin to deal with them in people's lives for those who want to deal with them. That is Hebrews 10:19. Let's start reading there. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Now, just as there is a true conviction of the Holy Spirit, there is a false condemnation of the devil. Okay, a true and a false guilt. Okay, and when we sin, God's Spirit will convict us. Okay, we'll sense a true correction, a true conviction by the Spirit of the living God, a true guilt, not a false guilt, a guilt of the Satan that he uses to manipulate you and get into you. And this is dealt with as we confess our sins. But apply the work of the blood on your life and receive the forgiveness and know that your sins are washed by the blood of Jesus, right? And yet once this is done, Satan doesn't quit. You know that. He's going to attempt to paralyze you with false guilt, with fear and condemnation, and hopefully to get in if he's not already in there. He's already in a lot of Christians in those areas. It's guilt and anger and fear and condemnation, the spirit that many Christians have today, and they're just trouble with them, and they just think that there's something wrong with them, and they're so messed up and all that stuff. But, you know, anyway, confession or repentance won't free you from false guilt. And most people do things they do out of guilt. Well, I ought to fix a nice meal, or I won't be a good wife, or I ought to do better for the children, or I won't be a good mother, or if I don't do this thing or that thing, they won't think I'm a good Christian, and the guilt manipulates them and causes a lot of things to be done that, you know, really didn't have to be done necessarily, but they did it out of guilt. And many live their whole lives from the wrong motive, the wrong motivation, the guilty motivation or the guilt motivation or the guilty motive. Well, how do I know if I'm a guilt-laden Christian? How do I know if I'm acting out of guilt? How do I know if I'm an acting out of guilt person or not? How do I know that? Well, let's look at some ways that may indicate that you are guilt-laden today, okay? Most likely, spirits of guilt are already there, okay? Because if these things are going on in you, the spirits of guilt are there. So do you condemn yourself? So if you're condemning yourself all the time, you walk under condemnation, and the spirit of condemnation is there. And do you think you're dumb and stupid a lot of times? Well, those spirits are probably there. You know, if you're thinking you're dumb and stupid, then you've got a dumb and stupid spirit, right? If that goes on repeatedly in your life, not if you're just tempted to think that at a time or two in your life, but no, if you think this about yourself on a regular basis, you've got those spirits. You need deliverance from this. And it came in through a lot of times through the guilt, okay? And so when someone says someone stole something, do you feel like, oh, guilty? That they might think I did that. Well, see, that's a giveaway right there. That you probably got that spirit in there, see? Do you think that you never do enough? Oh, I just can never seem to do enough for people. I never seem to do enough for God. Never seem to do enough for, you know, never get it, never getting done. Never, always never do enough, never do enough. Yeah, well, there's a spirit called never enough. It'll drive you up the wall, man. It'll drive you. Okay, do you always take the blame and feel it's all your fault when somebody is disappointed with you? Okay, there it is. Always feeling it's your fault. Always taking the blame, always thinking that well, it's you, it's all about you, there's something wrong with you, look out, you know. Well, do you feel that you're so bad that God has forsaken you? There's another evidence. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but you know, I had someone this week just told me, well, he felt like God left him and he'd done too much bad and God left him. And I hear this on a regular basis. It's not just this week that I heard it, but I heard it many times, women and men. Both that be like, well, my sin is so bad, God's left me, he's forsaken me. You know, this is a demon that you're giving place to, and the Bible says give no place to the devil, see? But see, people are giving place to it through guilt. There's all kinds of things that people give place to, okay? How about these examples? The special speaker comes to your church, he says, well, I pray 6 hours a day. Oh, man, I don't even pray 10 minutes. You know, and you start feeling guilty, see? Yeah, oh, yeah, this is religious guilt, see? The evangelist comes and says, well, I witness to everybody I meet. And you said, man, I haven't witnessed anybody ever, you know? And you start feeling really guilty about that, see? A religious spirit sets on to you, see? And the Bible teacher said, well, you should read through the Bible every year. And you said, well, I've never even read through the Old Testament. And you start feeling guilty there, see? Or the counselor says, well, spend quality time with your family every day and take your wife or husband, you know, take your wife out and on a date once a week minister to your husband with sex more often or give him a good meal, you know, make what his favorite dish is. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you start having chest pain, trying to please the Lord and the church and those religious spirits that will drive you. They'll keep driving you until you command them to stop and be bound and come out in Jesus' name. Or your doctor says, hey, jog and exercise every day. And you say, man, I don't feel like doing that. I don't do any exercise hard. Oh, yeah. Your boss says, increase your production. You're not getting enough done. And, man, oh, my, I'm not doing a good job now at work. Or you start feeling guilty about, you know, robbing your boss or whatever and because you're not doing enough. And you stealing time at work. On top of all these, you got to remember the poor. You got to give to the radio, TV preacher. You got to feed the hungry. You got to do this, do that, do that, do this, do that, do that. And the spirits will just drive you. And there is no rest. And the Lord commands us to labor to enter into his rest. That we cease from our own works. And the work of the spirit will be done through us, not the work of our flesh. How can you possibly live without guilt and anxiety for having failed to do something important and failed to do this and failed to do that? Oh, man, you're driven. No matter how good you are, you're never good enough to satisfy all who put expectations on you. See, the demons clamp down on you with expectations and they manipulate you and make you feel guilty and torment you. Yeah, and a lot of people are there right now. Living that way day by day, week by week, month after month, year after year, and they're stuck there in that syndrome of guilt syndrome. And it just adds other demons to it, of course. Once you start living there are other spirits that move in, anxiety, stress, you know, physical infirmities will try to come in too. and on the list would go. So, yeah. So what does a person do anyway? What are we supposed to do when we're just in that condition, as so many are today? It's just never enough. We're never doing enough. Never, you know. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 10:12. It says, "For we dare not to make ourselves as a number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Listen, if you're just letting other people and comparing yourself what they're doing get to you and cause you feel guilty, then you're not wise. You're not walking in the wisdom of God. You're walking in the flesh. You're walking after the direction of demons. You're walking after the manipulation of evil spirits if you're doing that. Because the Word of God says you're not wise. You're not supposed to be doing that. Okay? You're without understanding if you're ruled by this guilt syndrome. Instead of acting out of guilt, we're going to have to learn to act on the compulsion and the direction of the Holy Spirit from within us, because the Spirit lives in our spirit. And because of the love of God in our heart, see? So don't live out of the expectations of other people. You'll be driven all your life if you start doing that. Okay? But out of our commission by the Lord and the power and empowerment of the Holy Spirit within. See, without him, I could do nothing. So if I'm trying to do all these things, keep up with all these ministers or all these expectations, then, you know, I'll just be driving myself and I'll feel guilty. See, but I'm not going to do that. See, I've learned not to do that. I've learned to enter into his rest. See, and I've got this spirit of guilt out. And so that condemnation, I got that out. You know, and those spirits are gone. But no wonder people are so angry today. You know, they're angry. Don't live out of the expectations of other people. That will make you angry. You may not even know you're angry, but you have picked up a spirit of anger now because you've been performing and living in a performance-based life, which is really, you know, a driven life. Yeah, the purpose-driven life. You know, I didn't like that name in the beginning. Still don't like it because, you know, who drives you? Demons drive you. The Lord doesn't drive you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, anyway, so instead of acting out of guilt, we're going to have to learn to act on the compulsion and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Remember that. And so no wonder people are angry. They think that their failure is because of all the guilt. See, guilt makes people puppets on the devil's string. You know, you're a puppet on the devil's string. How does that feel? We've all been there on his strings before, and we've been manipulated by demons until we got some knowledge and we started doing some warfare. We started growing up into Christ and getting some revelation here and getting some understanding that we don't have to be a puppet on the devil's string any longer, right? Amen. Yeah, people are frustrated because they can't live up to their guilty conscience, right? Oh, my guilty conscience. To overcome the guilt, we're going to have to accept God's word that we are cleansed from a guilty conscience. And we're going to have to, number two, determine to no longer be a slave to the motivations of guilt, like fear. Live from a sound mind, right? Not a spirit. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So listen, if you're living from fear, then you're not living from a sound mind, see, because fear will take the dominance and that spirit will rule, see, but we need to declare we have a sound mind and we're going to live from a sound mind. In Jesus' name, we're going to live from a sound mind. Amen? Amen. So time is short. Listen to the Lord and his direction for your life, not grandpa's or Aunt Susie or Uncle Jim. Hey, listen to the Spirit of God within you. He'll speak to you. He'll direct you. He'll steps of a righteous man ordered by the Lord. Know that the Lord God sees you as righteous right now. So you've got to know that. You've got to walk in that. And I've told you before, but you got to hear it and hear it and hear it, because if you're not walking in it, then you're walking in bondage. Right? Revelation 19:7-8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of a lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. See, we are righteous and we are saints. The Bible calls us to the saints at Ephesus. You know, to the saints. We're called the saints of God in the Bible. And so that's who we are. We got to have our understanding of our position in Christ and our understanding who we are. See? And finally, recognize who and what power lives inside of you. See, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. That kind of power, okay, lives inside of you right now. Look at anger here. Go to James 1:20. Let's look at anger. We looked at guilt some. We can look at anger some. Okay? So let's go to James 1:20 here. It says here, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. How many times have you been angry? Did it work the righteousness of God? No, it worked the flesh. It worked the work of demons. When you lost your temper, you got angry, you spouted off at somebody, did that work the righteousness of God? No. Did that give you peace? No. Did your blood boil, see? You got all boiling inside. You got all upset inside. That wasn't the glory of God. That's not working the righteousness of God. That's working the wrath of man influenced by devil. There is a holy anger, but that's another thing. But notice here it says the wrath of man. See, there's a godly anger. But that's another thing, like I said. We're going to look at man's anger. Why are people angry today? Well, there's the spirits of anger. If these are going on inside of you, then, you know, if that anger is going and you regularly get angry like that, then you probably have the demons of anger. Because of rejection in childhood, or rejection from the womb. I mean, these spirits of anger are there for various reasons. Inherited spirits that you picked up through your family lineage. For various reasons, but it's there. And many are angry because they were hurt, even through rejection. And it's a big wound in their lives. Now, the enemy has come and brought in anger. Perhaps unforgiveness is there. Perhaps you have unforgiveness that has come in also because of hurt and the anger. Now, others are angry because they're sensing guilt and condemnation. And so they're angry because of their perceived failure. They take on anger and they take it out on others. And they look for a scapegoat or someone else to blame in hope of not feeling so guilty about themselves. It's so-and-so's fault. And then you feel better. But not really, because the demons are still there. They haven't left. Okay? So it also indicates that there are areas of our lives that we have not turned over to God. A violation of our personal rights. Oh, my. We think we have rights. Somebody didn't give me my way. Or they got in my way, and I didn't get what I wanted. Don't you know, I own this road, too, by the way. Toot, toot, get out of my way. See, no wonder you're angry. See? Because that angry spirit, you know, you're got a victim mentality, so you're an angry person. Yeah. Everything, is about you. And when it's not about you, you get angry. And those spirits start manifesting. We're angry because of the way that we see ourselves. Worthless and inferior and rejected. And you've held yourself up to others and you found yourself lacking. This is not wise, as we read just a minute ago. Comparing yourself will always result in a wrong attitude, a messed up attitude. Comparing yourself with others. Bible said don't do that. If you compare yourself with those whom you feel you're better than, superiority and a prideful attitude come. And if you compare yourself with those you feel inferior to, then you have an attitude of you're so inferior. You're so lowly. You're such a nothing, right? So if you compare yourself to those that you think you're better than, well, yeah, I'm superior, man. I'm arrogant. I'm a big shot. Look at them lowly people below me. You know, this is all wrong, man. You don't compare yourself. The Bible says you're not wise if you're doing that, okay? See, comparing one with another, human, is always an open door for demons, or you already have them, and that's why you're comparing in the first place, okay? So-and-so has more than I do. So-and-so is more spiritual than me. So-and-so is better looking and gets all the attention than I do. I don't get any. And greed and jealousy and lust, they come in. See the dangers of comparison. Fears of hatred for one that you compare to and you don't like the results of the comparison. You have hate for them. You You have bitterness toward them. You have anger toward them. See? Oh, yeah. Their business does better than my business. Or they make more money than me. Why don't I make the money they make? They have more stuff than I have. I want that stuff, that wealth, that attention. And self-pity can come in, too. That's another demon. They can come in, too, see? You start comparing yourself with others. Well, man, if I were just this, I could be like them. Poor me, you know, I'm just such a mess of lowly life here. Well, hey, look out. You need to be on guard for the subtle trap of comparing yourself, okay, with somebody else. It's set by devil, and it can be rooted in pride spirit as we, you know, as well, you know. They could be rooted in pride. And you are you, and God will bless and work in you, and accept that, okay? You're you. God will bless you. God will use you. God will do what he wants to do in you, and you'll have to be somebody else, okay? You are who you are. God created you uniquely you. So stop comparing yourself and just enjoy being who you are. Amen. I'm a blessed person being who I am. I don't have to be anybody else, see? I don't want to be anybody else. Do you want to be somebody else? You quit comparing yourself, see? Only as we fix our eyes on Jesus can we see ourselves clearly, really, because the devil will fog up your vision, and you won't see yourself right. And people have perverted views of themselves. They have wrong views of themselves. And it troubles them. It causes them difficulties in their life, see? Yeah. But the Lord judges us on the basis of his perfect eternal knowledge of us and whom we are recreated in Christ to be. See, we've been renovated. We've been recreated. We've been born again. Okay? And that's... Our society trains us, though, to compare ourselves and to compete with one another. This is the programming, and it's of the devil, folks. Jesus accepts us. We are accepted in the beloved, see? And regardless of your talents, your abilities, and whether you have any or don't have any, he said to the one who only increased two talents, the same blessing as he did to the one who increased five talents. Well done. Enter into the joy of the Lord, see? He didn't criticize him because he didn't have as many talents as the other one, or he didn't perform on the level of the other one. No, no, no. He got the same blessings here. He got to go in to the kingdom, right? And so, yeah, we got to quit this criticizing and just to enjoy what God made us to be and not just get all bent out of shape because it's not the way somebody else is, right? Amen. 2 Corinthians 8:12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. See? See, we often criticize or are angry because we sense that we're in failure, or that we are failing in our lives. And to overcome the pervasive spirits of anger and guilt with the ugly inferiority that often accompanies them both, we're going to have to live in union with Jesus. For me to live as Christ. Not John Kyle, okay? John Kyle died. He died. I died daily, you know, and I also died with Christ and arisen with him in the newness of life with Christ. And it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives. See, that's the attitude you need to have. Now I'm talking the experience, not the book or the head knowledge of our union with Christ. I'm talking about the experience. This is what heals our inferiority. Our rejections, our insecurities, our sense of inadequacy, even a fear. And many times it's the I again instead of Christ. And when I is manning the throne, we often feel empty and frustrated. And a lot of Christians are that way today because the I keeps trying to man the throne. When Jesus said, you know, I want to be on the throne, but I'm not going to force my way there. It's up to you to let me be on the throne of your life. Right? Are you going to let him? Are you not? See? 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, when we're joined to Jesus, we hear what he says and we do what he does because we are glued to him. See, that Greek word for joined is kaloa. Kaloa, and it means glued. And when something is glued together, If one part goes somewhere, what happens? The other part goes too, right? If they're glued together, if one hears, so does the other part, right? And if we're glued to Christ, we're joined to Christ, then we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, right? And hear what he's saying. Because, hey, if God is speaking, then we need to be hearing because we're glued to him, right? We're going to have to move from the surface illusions of our mind and the enemy deceptions in our mind into the true inner reality of our union to Jesus Christ, to the Spirit of the living God. See? We have to move from those surface illusions. I mean, a lot of people are living in a fantasy world about their relationship with God. It's not accurate. It's not real. It's just an illusion painted by a religious spirit or the devil. You've got to leave those illusions behind, those fantasies behind. And some people just live in these fantasies all the time, and it's really sad to see that condition in Christians. And I've seen it a number of times, okay? So many times praise and worship is going to help get you back to the awareness, or perhaps the reading of the word, which is very important. And whatever makes you aware of the Lord's presence in you, see? Yeah, praise and worship will help you. The reading of the word will help you. And we need to be aware of the Lord's presence in our lives. And finally, of course, there's often a need for deliverance from anger and guilt and the spirits of inferiority, condemnation, comparing ourselves one with another because we inherited or we picked it up in life. And so as it becomes more and more Christ living in us, it's going to become less and less guilt and anger and less fear and more love, because perfect love casts out fear, because God is love, and the only anger we'll then have is a holy anger at the evil of Satan, a righteous holy anger at the evil of Satan and the darkness, right? We hate evil, and we can have an anger against evil, but it has to be the holy righteous anger, right? Can't be an ungodly anger. You have to understand these things lest the spirits of guilt and anger win. But what do I have to understand? What could you possibly do to justify yourself when you sin or miss God? Tell me. What can you do to justify yourself when you sin or miss God? How many times do you miss God? We all miss God, right? So what can you do? It may be a willful sin or a habitual sin or just plain missing God sin. But what could you do to fix yourself or justify yourself before God? Can you think of something that you could really do on your ability, out of your strength, to justify yourself? Go to Hebrews 10, back to Hebrews 10, look at verse 15. It says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he has said before. We have a witness within us. Who is that witness? It's the Holy Spirit, right? Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where the remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Did you hear that? No more offering for sin. What are you doing part of the time of your life? You're making an offering for your sin. When are we going to get this, that there is no more offering sin to be made ever, ever? What can you possibly offer? Well, you know, I'm just trying harder not to do those things anymore. What? No, wait. That's an offering. There's no more offering for sin. It's a vain offering. Crying about it, a false humility offering. Beating yourself down, a waste of time. Keeping the law, well, no one can keep it. No one has but Jesus. Doing penance, well, that's just giving place to religious spirits. That's all that is. See, you can't offer anything. There is no more offering of any kind. See, no more offering of any kind. That's right. But this man, verse 12, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. He offered one offering for sin forever. There's no more. You can't do atone for your own sin. You can't do penance for your sin. You can't offer for your sin. what the Bible says. He gave the final answer, the final offer for sin, the final offering. There's no more offering for sin. Okay? That's right. True repentance really simply means turning away from the sin, hating it, in other words, and turning towards God, because that's where your help comes from. Turning towards God when you sin and having faith in his blood, knowing that your failures of sin are taken care of by his one offering. And there is no more offering, that you don't have to make any. So when people are thinking they got to do something, get God approval somehow to atone for their wickedness and their sin and their darkness and their life and the things that they've done. Oh, poor me. Yeah. So many Christians have their faith in what they can do. And no wonder they're experiencing all kinds of troubles and fears and anxiety. I haven't been able to quit smoking. I'm trying real hard, right? Well, keep trying. All your life, you aren't going to get anywhere, because only the power of God can deliver you from the tobacco. Well, I'm still just living in fear all the time because I'm doing this wrong and that wrong, and I'm just afraid that God's going to get me and I'm going to be in trouble. I'm not going to make heaven. I'm going to miss heaven and make hell instead. You know, I just feel this way, that way, and this way. And you're going by your feelings, for one. You need to go by the book. The book says there's no more offering for sin, and the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all your sin. All your sin, right? How much is all? It's all. And all is all. All your sin. Cleansed by the blood. Okay? Oh, yeah. So your faith and confidence should be in Jesus and what he is able to do in you, right? That's where our faith and our confidence is. Our hope is in him. Our faith is in him. We need to turn to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the resurrected Jesus within you. Then you can learn to flow from your spirit instead of your mind and that fog that the devil put up in there, that you could do all things, not from your self-effort. You don't need more self-effort. You need Jesus to work through you. You do them through Jesus, who dwells within you and who empowers you and energizes you to do his will, his bidding. See, it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. See, that's it, Galatians 2:20. Amen. John 17, over there, 17:21. It said that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, thou in me. See, do you see that? We're in Christ right now. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Powerful words there. We don't have to get a revelation that we become one with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. We're incomplete apart from that knowledge, folks. We're just absolutely incomplete apart from that knowledge. You have to have that knowledge, that revelation. It has to be where you believe it, and you believe it's real, and you live like it's real. You act like it's real because it is real. See, that's why he said without him we could do nothing. That's right, because we're incomplete. We're not whole without him. But our completeness is with him, and we are with him, and we've been joined to him. He that has joined the Lord is one spirit, right? So without that oneness with him, we would be nothing. But because of the blood of Jesus, we can stand in his presence without any sense of guilt or sin or condemnation. See, we don't have to live with that stuff, okay? Jesus desires to live and express himself through you and through me. He wants to minister the life of God, the Zoe, the God life, the God kind of life to us. And then through you, to see people's lives change. He wants to minister his life through us to see the other people's lives change, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to change the lives around you, to do signs and wonders and miracles. See? You know, a lot of Christians, they put too much emphasis on our conduct rather than developing our faith in the Word of God and in Jesus, the Word. See, your conscience is a problem because it'll always condemn you when you're trying to justify yourself before God by your conduct. Quit trying to do that. Just receive the fullness of God and receive the forgiveness of God, receive the work of the blood, receive the finished work of the cross. There's no more offering for your sin. You don't have to make any offering. And when you and I, we struggle to overcome sin with bad habits and stuff, what does that do? I mean, really? You're living a defeated life and sin seems to truly be a big problem. That's why you couldn't get free from it, because you think it's a big problem in your life. See? That's right. That's right. You think it's such a big problem. You're not having that simple faith in what Jesus accomplished. Reading on here in Hebrews 10, let's go back there and read on there some more. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, powerful chapter. You can meditate on that for a while. It'll give you some goodies there. Hebrews 10, 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart, and in their mind will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember. How much more? No more. He's not remembering your sins and iniquities. Okay, read verse 21 and 22. It says, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. He is, and he is, and he will be. And so sin is not a problem for God, so it shouldn't be a problem for you. Okay? And again, you're struggling with a bad habit, living that defeated life. You're making sin, you're putting it up on an exalted position. Because again, sin's not the problem. Your sins and iniquity I'll remember no more, he said. God said he remembers your sin no more. How much more? No more. Say it, no more. He don't remember my sin no more. And if you have a heart for God and you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, he's not even looking at your sin. The blood continually cleanses you from your sin. Doesn't mean that you get to go and just sin all you want. Because you hate the sin. And if you're allowing the Holy Spirit to work in you, he is delivering you and bringing you out of that sin. Okay? But God's not looking at it. He's not dwelling on your sin. He'll just love you and feed you and strengthen you until your spirit grows strong enough so you can resist the devil, and he will flee. Then your spirit again to flow into your mind. It'll begin to flow into your mind, and the mind will be renewed, and condemnation will be removed. And you will start thinking like God. Amen? Because you have the mind of Christ. You will have no sense of inadequacy to do his will. You'll quit dwelling on your inadequacy because it won't be up in front of your face all the time. The Spirit of God within you will flow into your natural will and make it submissive to do his will. See? Not my will be done, but yours, Lord. See, your natural will cannot submit to God on its own power, even though you may want it to. You may want to do it, but you can't do it on your own power. See, you'll be a miserable Christian if you're captivated by your unsubmissive will that continually wants to do things contrary to your born-again new nature in Christ. You'd be a miserable person. And there's a lot of Christians that are miserable because their will wants to do. It's unsubmitted to God. It can't submit on its own. And it wants to do its own thing. And you want to do God's will. You want to serve God. But, hey, your will doesn't want to. See? Hey, trust God to help you feed on the word. And he will bring that will into submission as you feed on his word. See? Speak according to his word. And your spirit will grow and flow into your stubborn self-will, causing it to be conformed to his will, and then it will be easy to obey God. Okay? So sin is no longer a problem to God, so why is it a problem to you? See? Why are you so focused on that? Why are you so self-focused on that? Why is it eating you up so much at a time? See? It doesn't have to. See? It doesn't have to. So I thought that, you know, really, we need to know that. Okay? We need to know that because you're going to have to live in victory in these times that we're going into. 2022 is a year that many, you know, their hearts are failing them for fear. And I'm talking Christians, their hearts are failing them for fear. And so we want to look at this a little bit here, because I'm telling you, when you're living in fear, you're looking at the wrong things. You're looking at the 2022 the wrong way, okay? You're not looking at it according to the word of God. You're looking at it according to the devil, because the devil rules people by fear, right? And I don't want you to be ruled by fear. I'm sure not going to be ruled by fear, okay? Listen, Zechariah 8:9, a word for you. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophet, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. Okay, he's building his temple. You and I are that temple, right? God is building his temple right now in this day. See, it's no longer in the temple made with hands. We're the temple of a living God. All right? Oh, yeah. We are the temple of a living God. And so God's building his temple. And we, you know, we're his people. And, you know, he's our God. And so he's telling you to let your hands be strong. Okay? By the words of the prophets, which were, you know, God is speaking through his people that are anointed to speak in this hour, right, that we're living in. So listen to them and be, have your hands strengthened, and let the Lord build his temple. Amen. Matthew 13:39. It says, the enemy that sowed him is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. So here we see what happens is, the scripture is very clear that the harvest is at the end of the age, not before, not a pre-trib rapture at earlier time. What does it say in verse 49 and 50? It says, so shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. One taken, one left, right? That's what it says in another verse somewhere, Matthew 24, I think, and right around there. But so shall it be at the end of the world, the angels are going to come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Yeah, one taken, one left. And she'll cast him into the furnace of fire, and then she'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You get that? These rapture people that are teaching that one take is one's left, that mean the wicked are left behind, that's totally inaccurate. Doesn't even go with the scripture. Doesn't even line up, and scripture goes together, by the way. So, you know, they're teaching false doctrine. Okay? So the harvest is the end of age. There's not going to be one before. One taken, one left. The wicked are taken, not the righteous. I don't care what the rapture prophecy boys are saying today, or any man or woman are saying. I'm going to go by the word of God, okay? Also, I might say this is the harvest, is the reaping of all that has been sown. Because we're getting near the end of the age right now. At least 2022, we're so much closer, okay? Satanic forces are going to come to fruition like never before, just like the Spirit of God is going to come up and manifest like never before, too. He's going to show up. Jesus is going to show up in this time. He's not going to be outdone by devil. Yeah, we hear all this stuff about the end time and what the devil's going to do, but what is Jesus going to do? We get to focus on that too. Okay? And there's going to be a greater understanding, and there's going to be a greater revelation and a distinction between the Antichrist spirit and the kingdom of God. And the man of sin is going to come to be fully revealed. Okay, both literally. And there's going to be many antichrists, because the Bible says there's many antichrists already in the world. And so there are many antichrists right now. I mean, look at Joe Biden's antichrist. He's not the antichrist, but he's an antichrist. He's carrying an antichrist spirit. Right? These people that are saying all this stuff, they have antichrist spirit. They're not for Christ. They're against him. They're antichrist. They're anti-Christian. So there are many antichrist spirits. But there's going to actually be the man of sin come to be fully revealed. Okay? And we're seeing a lot of things happening right now. So what are we going to do right now? Every believer has a specific job to do, a calling and a purpose to be alive right now. God put you here right now. And maybe your job has not been revealed as of yet. But hey, you're learning, you're preparing, even if you don't know it yet. You're going to know it when the time is right. And we are seeing the most powerful spiritual army ever assembled. is now being prompted to fall into the spiritual order. God is speaking to his people, those who have ears to hear, those who will listen. Amen. And many are called, but few are chosen. And I tell you, this is the nature of those that are in the elite army of God. The nature of 2 Corinthians 5:15. No, read that. Turn over there. Read that. 2 Corinthians 5:15. It says here, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Well, that's the nature of the army. We're not living unto ourselves. We're living unto the Lord. He says a natural eunuch is given entirely to preparing the bride for the king. Those will be given to preparing the church and the word for the king. We're here. We're not going to be lusting and being controlled by lust. No, we're going to be a friend of the king. We know Jesus right now, and we're his friend. And he said, I have called you friends, right? There's going to be a fresh prophetic anointing in the earth with the power to call down fire, bad weather, whatever from heaven, right? Yeah. The Bible says the two witnesses are going to do that too, but hey, it doesn't say that we won't do it too. People and other people are going to do it too. It doesn't mean just two people are going to be the only one. Like Stephen, he's just a humble deacon, yet God used him to light a fire that set a new course for Christianity in the early church in those days. And hey, if God could use a guy like Stephen, he could sure use a girl or a guy like you, right? Oh, yeah. Maybe people aren't going to know who you are, but I'll tell you, the devil's going to know who you are. He's going to know the mighty armies of God. He's going to be afraid of you, all right? I mean, I really, you know, believe that Jesus is going to show up mightily so that we don't have to just talk about the exploits of the early church. We talk about the exploits of the latter-day church. We're going to do mighty things in Christ. I believe that. Okay? And I believe that God has saved the best wine for last. That's his nature. He gets the best for last. He's going to give us some good things in this year. So quit just focusing on the bad and living in fear all the time. You just live in faith all the time. Live in expectation of what the Lord's going to do, even in dark times, and an expectation of being delivered from that fear and delivered from that anxiety and delivered from that anger, delivered from that anxiety and that stress and all the things that have been troubling you, the rejection, the hurt, the pain. Hey, live in anticipation. We always have to think that we have to have it microwave, you know, microwave results and microwave gratification, instant gratification. But you know what? You don't put a seed in the ground and it grows up in one day, do you? No, we don't. You know, it takes a period of time for that seed to grow. Right? And the Lord will water that seed, protect it, and bring forth its growth. It's just in the seed to do that. He put it in the seed to grow. The spiritual seeds require the same conditions as a natural seed. It needs water, right? The seed, you plant a seed in the ground, it needs to be watered. That speaks of the water of the word, right, which must be there in abundance. You've got to have plenty of water. You've got to have plenty of revelation, plenty of the word in your life, plenty of understanding and knowledge that comes from the word of God. And then there's heat. Heat speaks of the cleansing fire. Right? He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, heat. What does heat do? Cleansing of sin and devils and demons and deliverance from the demons in your life. So they baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then we see light, which speaks of divine revelation, which enables a person to realize, hey, this is God speaking, and it's quickened to you. And it's made alive to you. See? God turns on the light bulb, in other words. Between each move of God, there's a period of quietness, period of incubation, which little appears to be happening. We've seen some quietness here. You know, we've seen some quietness. We've seen some times where it seemed like God wasn't talking. But I believe we're going to see, you know, much more of God talking this year, okay? And I believe we're going to see more overnight changes in this year, okay? You're going to wake up and think you're in, hey, I'm in the wrong nation or a different nation. Something happened here. What's gone on here? See, a lot of things in the nation are going to, and the focus is going to change, and we'll become even more those that are lost. They're going to be more and more self-centered. Those that are not listening will become more and more self-centered, self-focused, more and more of a turn towards socialism. I mean, we're going to either be more hated or more loved as a Christian, because persecution will come. Yeah, in the midst of all this, that we're going to be blessed. I believe that. God is going to bless us. You say, how is God going to bless me? I don't even have a job. But if you put Jesus first in every area of your life, including your finances, he's going to bless you. And we will have favor because we're a God's people and we're bold. And of course, those who compromise are not going to be respected. They may keep, you know, peace with some by compromise, but ultimately they're going to lose. Yeah, you can't gain by compromise what you get by obedience to the Lord, right? I mean, this is a time of great change. We're seeing great changes, not just in America, but the whole world, see? But I believe some changes, you know, are going to be glorious, some of them. They're not all going to be Satan and his doing his wicked last day thing. I believe God's going to bring some changes. Amen? So we have hope. And because of a hope, okay, we have hope. And because of a hope that we have, then people are going to notice that we have hope, because they don't have any hope. They're self-medicating and doing things. There's more crime right now. People are more suicide. They're killing themselves. And all that has been going on over the pandemic. And people are dying because they're taking the jab and they're getting sick. They're having various problems with their bodies. They're taking the jab. Yeah. But hey, we need to put those things behind us and continue to move on and enter this new day, because God has a new day with a new year, and God's closeness is going to be sensed to his people, I believe, this year. But you have to look for it, okay? You have to look for it. Suddenly things are happening that, you know, the seed is growing, becoming a plant, and it's now going to be seen, okay? And we've had that time of quietness. We've had that time when it seemed like we couldn't hear God, seemed like he wasn't saying a whole lot, even though a lot of people said he was saying stuff, but he wasn't saying it. But you don't wither up and dry. You keep on planting and fertilizing and growing. Don't faint because things don't change immediately. Because I believe the quietness ends. I believe we're going to hear God this year more than we have last year. And we need to quit all this foolish talk about how hard it is here and begin talking about how big our God is, how hard this whole pandemic has been, and how hard. Yeah, it's been hard in the natural in a lot of ways, but hey, our God's bigger than that. Our God's bigger than the natural, right? And we have to realize that, listen, the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, Galatians 6:9, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So quit that fainting, you know, get rid of the fainting mentality in your life. Hold fast to the Lord. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to the promises of God. We just quit that foolish talk and talk about how big your God is, right? Our God is a big God, see? Oh, yeah. Do the Democrats get you angry? Well, unless it's a righteous anger, then you need to stop it, because, you know, he who can get you angry can control you. See, if it's a demonic anger and it's not a righteous, holy anger, then look out. See, you don't want that. You don't want that. Okay? And realize that 1 Corinthians 4:20 needs to be part of this end time church. And I believe it is going to be part of that end time church, because it was happening in the early church. It's going to happen now. Okay?
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So there's going to be power. The kingdom of God is showing up in us because the kingdom of God is within us. So we're not going to just speak nice words, but it's going to come forth as Elijah and Paul the apostle with power, signs, deliverances, wonders, miracles, mighty things happening, taking place in the earth. And we need to live to just begin to expect these things. Amen? Expect them. We need to see our present condition and confess our sin. We need to grow up into Christ more and keep growing up into Christ, okay? Fine for a one-year-old to be in diapers, but hey, listen, it's a reflection of their immaturity. But hey, if that one-year-old, he's 12 years old and she's still in diapers, hey, something wrong. She's sick, but she has a problem. See, there's something going on. She's not maturing. Her immaturity has remained, and that's the way a lot of the church is today, see? And immaturity remains. They have grown. But listen, if you've been listening to this broadcast, you shouldn't be immature. You should be growing up into Christ and maturing. Unless you're just plain lazy, stubborn, and dull of hearing, you don't listen. You don't read your word. Hey, the events ahead are going to demand our maturity. We're going to have to grow up. When the rapture doesn't come before things get really bad, someone is going to have to minister to these immature escapists that thought they were going to be raptured out of here before then. They'll realize they've been duped by the doctrines and teachings of demons and men. That's right. That's not the original beliefs of the church. It came in the 1800s, this pre-trib rapture, through Darby and Schofield, and then even Date believes it, and others, many, many people believe that false doctrine. But listen, we know better. And I believe one of the words of the Lord for us right now is change, 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 and change quickly, and come alive, come alive, come alive, and come alive now. See, I believe that's something God's saying, and many have gone away from the word today. People in the church, they've cast away the word. But I believe that God is drawing his people in, those who will listen, and they'll have a love for the word of God. And his word alone will become the focus of their beliefs and their life. And we need to return to the word, and we'll have a love for souls. We'll have a love for lost people and being a witness. And we need to become, again, zealous in our faith, zealous for God, zealous about the things of God. See? Listen, our nation has turned from righteousness. I mean, that's what it appears. Our nation has turned away from righteousness. Not all, but many have turned away from it. Even in the church, they've turned away from righteousness. But see, what does it say in Proverbs 14:34? Righteousness exalteth a nation. When you turn away from righteousness, what happens? The nation's no longer exalted, but it's torn down. See, sin is a reproach to any people. So what are we seeing here? Our military is being devastated and becoming weak. Yeah, so that we can be joined to the New World Order, so that we can be overrun by enemy forces. See? That's a sign of unrighteousness in a nation being exalted, not righteousness. When righteousness is exalted, the nation is strong, the army is strong. And God builds a strong military. But our nation's going through awful changes. A lot of them are terrible changes. Yeah. And listen, we're going to have to rise up and just be bold. We're going to have to be bold in Jesus, okay, because, hey, a lot of things are coming against the church because we stand on, you know, for righteousness on many issues like the abortion issue and about the homosexual issue. If we truly stand and we don't compromise, there's going to be some persecution, see? But we cannot not stand because the word of God is true regardless of what generation that you live in. Okay? They're bringing in their liberalism, their secular society, their socialism, their color rights, you know, that the white people are nothing, but it's the blacks, they're the exalted ones now. And
But really, a lot of the white people that are in office, they don't believe that. It's just for show. Yeah. And they will call good evil and evil good, right? Justice will be perverted in the land, right? Our court system will change, and criminals will have the advantage. And we see that rising crime since this thing. Defund the police, defund the police. That's what their cry is. That's stupid. Oh, they don't bear the sword in vain. They bear it so that people can live quiet, peaceable lives, and they don't have to be robbed all the time and murdered and all this stuff that goes on, and burglarized and, yeah, raped, abused. Well, the list goes on and on of crimes that take place in this nation every day because of sin, because of wickedness, right? Oh, yeah. But God said he's going to bring us up out of the affliction of Egypt, out of the affliction of bondage, right, of sin. He said that in Exodus 3:17 to the Jews, right? He said, I'm going to bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the promised land, a land flowed with milk and honey. God still has his lands of milk and honey for his people today. He's going to bring us out of this affliction, even though we may still live in the earth. We're not of this earth, and we can live in the kingdom life right now, okay? Oh, there will be persecution. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But people are going to be bold. You know, there's going to be Moseses that rise up, people that speak to politicians. And there'll be politicians who are born again that'll be bold and speak up. There's a number of them, a few, that is, even right now. So there'll be great persecution. Yeah. In other words, he said right here, he said, I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. But what's going to happen? I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. See, they're going to try to bring us into bondage. They're going to try to force their, you know, mandates on you. Yeah, they're going to try, but Jesus said he's going to show up a deliverer. He's going to show up a deliverer, right? Great persecution. But judgment is coming on the evil. It's not coming on us, right? The wrath, we're not appointed to the wrath of God, folks. We're not appointed to the wrath. The devil and his people are appointed to the wrath of God. So, yeah, we'll have favor in the midst of all this. And many will turn to us and call upon our God. I believe that now. That people are going to call upon the God, the living God. Yeah, anarchy will rise in the world. Lawlessness will continue. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. The Bible says it's going to happen. Wars and rumors of wars in the last days. There'll be great fear and paranoia sweeping the earth, right? More and more. See, that's what they're promoting. Satan promotes what he is. He's full of fear. He gives the spirit of fear out, and God doesn't give the spirit of fear. The Lord will move in great power, too, okay? And, yeah, the devil's moving in his great power, but God's going to move in great power, too, because it's the end time. Just like, all of it's going to increase as the countdown to the end of this age continues. Light and darkness are both increasing. And when sin abounds, what happens? The true statement, grace abounds. When sin abounds, grace abounds. God is showing up. God is showing up, people. You got to look for him, but he is showing up more and more. And so we got to be prepared for spiritual conflict. Spiritual conflicts, which may be some physical, where God puts it, allows his people to be in prison. Some have already been in prison. Pastors up in Canada, right? But remember, light shines into the darkness. It's not the other way around. When you open your curtains at night, what happens? Darkness doesn't come in. The light shines out into the darkness. Light is more powerful than the darkness, and it always will be. Jesus is more powerful than the devil, and he always will be. And Jesus is going to have the last word. The devil will never have the last word in Jesus' name, right? The book says that. We know the book is true. The book cannot lie. Amen. Amen. And some
some pastors are going to compromise. They're just, you know, they're going to fall into the beast system. That's just the way it's going to be. And there'll be those who lead their sheep astray. The people that go and sit under their ministry, they'll lead them astray. And there'll be a lot of pressure brought against the true believers. Those not learned to take up the yoke of God and to cast their cares on him, they'll be overwhelmed. They'll turn to alcohol. They'll turn to drugs. They'll turn to the world. They'll turn to taking the beast system upon themselves, taking marks and taking vat jabs and all kinds of things. Fear is going to control many people, but we need to learn to enter into that continual Sabbath rest of the Lord. I said we're going to have to enter into that rest, or fear and the problem will overwhelm you, and you will live with the dominant spirit of fear during these times. And God did call you to do that. God called you to be bold as a lion, not to live under a dominant force of fear, and to live under Antichrist government and be controlled by them. No, you let the Spirit of God control you. Amen. Not no demon, not no Antichrist spirit. God's doing a new thing in the earth, and his hidden wisdom, he has it. And in his hidden wisdom, it's being done, and it should be continually revealed to those who have ears to hear. So listen, let your ears become ears to hear. Rise up. But you have a great high and holy calling. We need to shine our lights and let our lights shine and be bold. Amen? Be bold. And we will harvest. We will see some harvest in this year, this 2022. I believe it. There'll be harvest. There'll be a move of God. We'll hear God. We'll see things happen. Let's just not keep our light hidden. Amen? And let's be bold as a lion and unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for we are his church, the believers. And he's going to take care of his church because we're his beloved. He loves us so much. Woe be to those who would cause his little ones to stumble, whether they be little babes in Christ or even they be older ones in Christ. They're not going to get away with it. Oh, no. Now, here's a word, more of the word that the Lord gave me here. Let me speak what the Lord's saying here. Know that I am not far away from you, my beloved children. Call upon me, and I am there. I will deliver you when you cry out to me. This will be a year of many wonders. My power will not lay dormant, as many have said. Where is thy power, Lord, and why do we not see it? Those who have been given eyes shall see it and shall say, wow, my God is for me. He is there. And yet this year will be a year of peril. The years of the signs of my return will increase, and so will the chaos of the devil in the earth. But he shall not prevail, even though many have said the devil prevails. He is winning. He cannot win, for he is already lost. I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. My people should prepare themselves for persecution, for peril, for war, for lying deception, which will increase. Do not look to man for deliverance, but look to me. I may use people to help you, but I am your source of deliverance from evil. Know that I will not and have not forgotten you. There will be many difficulties ahead, but I will deliver you. There are works that I will do in you that will bring change and amaze many. Be available for me to work in you a mighty work by my mighty power. You will see my goodness and know my love for you, that it is real and it is there continually. I will smite the wicked with their own works. You will see it happen. They are not getting away with anything. It had looked that way in 2021, but it is not true and will not happen. I am God, and I will not be mocked. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I just received that word, Lord, that you gave me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some interesting things that he shared there. And so that's why I'm thinking to put, you know, all that he's given me this year here, or some of it anyway, in the newsletter that we're going to. We're working on now. But anyway, hopefully that blessed you and with me sharing some things and then giving you what the Lord specifically said to me, as well as the general things that I've been sharing about the end times here in this last part of the message tonight. But you have to, you could go the route of fear, and you could believe the devil, or you could go ahead and accept the Lord and his word and believe that and act like it's so and start living it. Amen? It's up to you. You can let the devil exalt himself in your life, or you can let Jesus exalt himself in his life, and you can embrace the devil's word, or you can embrace God's word for your life. It's up to you. You have a choice. And this year will be what you choose. You can let fear dominate you and continue under that spirit of fear, and you will have a year with much fear. Or you can believe God's word and do what he said and reject that fear and walk bold as a lion as you're destined to walk. You're called to walk, and not everybody walks in their calling. Many are called, few are chosen. A lot of people don't walk in that. They don't choose to walk as the chosen. They reject it. They reject the call. They reject the work of God. They reject the things that God tells them can be, are possible for their life. But by giving place to the devil, they just miss out on these things that God has said that he would do. So don't let that spirit of fear rob you. Don't let that happen. Don't let that anger rise up and dominate your life and be the dominant problem in your life. You're just letting it have its way with you. Amen. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take an intermission here and go and then do some deliverance here for this evening. So I hope you're blessed tonight. Father, we thank you for sharing these things with us tonight. We thank you and we embrace them. Lord, I do. I embrace your word. I embrace your truth. I embrace the realities of these end time things that you promised us, that you're going to be blessing us this year, that you're going to be blessing us, that we are blessed starting right now, because we're in this year right now, Father. So I thank you. I receive that blessing. I receive your direction. I receive your empowerment. I receive more signs, wonders, and miracles and deliverances taking place through me, Father. And you'll be saying these same things. You receive them. If you want to receive them, say, I receive them, you know, and start receiving them. Amen. I receive what the scripture says. He has a promised land for us now. He has a land of milk and honey for us, even now in the midst of chaos that the devil has out there in the world. But hey, children of Israel were living in chaos too, but you delivered them with a mighty hand. And they persecuted them, but you still delivered them with a mighty hand. And you have the last word. And Satan's not going to have the last word, because you're going to have the last word. And the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory for delivering people from guilt and anger tonight and fear. If we do deliverance on that, those specifically and things associated with them. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. We thank you for that we just receive your word, Lord, into our lives, Lord. And we are word people. We love your word. We love you. And we're word people. And we embrace it today. And we walk in it every day of our life in Jesus' name. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Well, we will be right back here, and then we will cast out some demons for a while. Okay? Is that all right with you? All right. Well, then let's go ahead and take this little intermission here.
Through my teary eyes, I thought the world was free. I'd been to many places, but to count faces. Paradise, I had asked, where is your day? We're living on a desperate bone. To appear. circle was behind. Misery at red, for the life I had left, paradise found. Tears were not around, stepped outside a selfish room.
Time. If you're ready, I'm certainly ready to go for it. Now, we're going to break the control of a life lived by guilt right now in Jesus' name. We just break that control. We break the generational curses of guilt and always feeling guilty about life, whether you do or you don't do things. You're just always feeling guilty. Always something makes you feel guilty. Don't do enough. You do too little. You do too much. You don't do this. You don't do that. All the guilt come out right now. We break the generational curse of living controlled by guilt, dominated by guilt. Come out. All that guilt, go in the name of Jesus right now. Loosen and let them go. Come out. Come out, guilt. 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 All that guilt, go, go, go. Come out in Jesus' name. Loosen and let them go. We command you, guilt spirits, go. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Controlled by guilt. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Being controlled by guilt, we bind you. We break your hold. We break your control over people. Come out now. Controlled by guilt. Loose people now. Let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there, up and out, move in the name of Jesus right now, move in the name of Jesus, come out, control by guilt, come out, 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 come out of there, up and out, control by guilt. You have to loosen people, let them go in the name of Jesus right now. Controlled by guilt. I'm all the way out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In Jesus' name. Up and out of there. Keep moving. Up out of there. Out, 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 out. All the way. Spirits of guilt. Spirits of condemnation. You come out too. Spirits of condemnation. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. All spirits of condemnation. All spirits of inferiority, too. You come out. Inferiority. Come out. Come out. Come out. I find you. Break your hold. Angels going to sword these demons now. And moving them. Moving them up out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out. 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 That inferiority. That spirit that just feels that just below everybody, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out. That inferiority, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, you've got to go up and out, up and out. All that inferiority, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. All the way, all the way, all the way. Out, 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 all the way. All that anger spirit, we come against the anger spirit. Some people just have a problem with anger.
We come against that anger. We break the curse of anger over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Command that anger spirit that causes the rage to blow up and to get angry and walk around with that mad on. We come out right now in the name of Jesus right now. Come on, all that anger, come out, anger. Come out, anger. Come out, 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 come out. All the anger spirits, we rebuke those anger spirits in Jesus' name. You loose the people, let them go, those anger spirits in there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All that anger, all those anger spirits, you come out. Now, anger all the way. Go, go, go. Anger at other people. Anger from comparing people. That spirit of comparison. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That spirit that calls you to compare yourself with others. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now. Come out. 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 All that comparison spirit, you go. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out now. Come on. All that spirit of comparing with one yourself, one with another. The Bible said it's not wise. It's demonic. So come out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that comparison. Go. Loose the people. Let them go. All that comparison. Keep coming out. That comparing spirit that calls you to compare yourself with others. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, all the way, comparison, come out, in the name of Jesus, all that rage come out too, that spirit of rage, blowing up, road rage, any kind of rage, come out, road rage, come out, the rage at other people, come out, all that rage, come out, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, command that rage spirit to come out, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Rage, pressure cooker, blow up spirit. Come out. In the name of Jesus, that spirit that called you to blow up. Come out. Come out. Be on edge, ready to blow and explode. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, anger. Come out, rage. Come out. In the name of Jesus, that explosive spirit. Come out. Explosiveness. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose the people. Let them go. Loose these people. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Explosive spirits. Go. 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 Break the generational curses. In Jesus' name, that allow these things into your life. In Jesus' name, you have to go. You have to come out. In Jesus' name, be loose from these spirits now. Go. All the way out. All the way out. The spirit of rejection, you come out. Spirit of rejection. Angry because of being rejected as a child. Come out. All that anger from rejection, come out. Come out, 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 come out. No, they didn't want me. They didn't like me. They didn't love me. Come out. All that rejection spirit, go. In the name of Jesus right now, you loose people, let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All that rejection, go. Go, 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 go. Keep going. The blood of Jesus against you. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Come out, fear. All that spirit of fear. You don't want to start this new year in fear now. You want to start it in faith, right? Start it in faith. Live by faith. The just shall live by faith, not by fear. Come out of there, all that fear. Come on, all those spirits of fear. We rebuke the spirit of fear. God didn't call you to fear. He called you to a sound mind, to love and power. That's right. Not to walk around in fear all the time. Come out. All that fear, come out. All that anxiety, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Come on, all fear spirits, you go. Loose them, let them go. All those fear spirits, go, go, out, 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 fear. All the way out, fear of the future, fear of the things on the earth, fear of what's coming. Come out, come out. Jesus is coming. We don't need to be afraid of God. Hey, if we're right with God, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Hey, man, come out. All that fear. Fear of the future. Fear of what's coming. Fear of not having enough. Come out. Fear of not going to make it. Come out. All the way out. Fear of persecution. Come out. Come out. Nobody likes persecution, but that's just what happens to Christians. Hello? That's part of life. I mean, the devil, we're not above Jesus, and the devil persecuted Jesus. So, yeah, come out. All the way out. All that fear of persecution. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear of making the wrong decision. Fear of making the wrong decision. You go right now. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Fear of making the wrong decision. You go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. Got to go. Fear of making the wrong decision. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has to make decisions. And we have to make the right one. We have to believe God's leading us somehow, even if we don't feel or hear anything. We just by faith make a decision and go with it, you know, and believe that we're doing the right thing. And God will work it out. If we made the wrong decision, he'll work it out. He knows we're just living by faith, see? And so we're not going to be doing things that we know that are anti-Bible and anti-Word, but we're going to make a decision based on our knowledge of the Word of God and of what we know according to his Word and what we believe the Spirit of God is saying, even if we miss it. And sometimes we do miss it. Sometimes I've missed it in life. And you know, God redeems the situation. And we keep on walking with Jesus. Amen. So that fear of making wrong decisions, you go right now. Go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. All right. The blood of Jesus, we come against an accident-prone spirit that causes you to have accidents. I rebuke and break the curse of accident-prone and having accidents all the time, or even frequently. Maybe not all the time, but having them, period. We break that curse of accident-proneness and command those spirits of accident-prone to come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out now, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, that accident-prone spirit. You go in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Having accidents, little things happen to you. Sometimes big things. We break that curse. Go all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. You have to go. In Jesus' name, the blood is against you. I apply the blood of Jesus against you, demons, of accident prone and having accidents, having this, that, the other happening to you. In Jesus' name, these spirits have to go. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out right now. All that accident prone, in Jesus' name, that spirit of frustration, you come out. Being frustrated with things, with life, with people, all that spirit of frustration right now, you go. Spirit of frustration, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You come out right now. All that frustration, rebuke that frustration. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out. All that frustration, go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out now. In Jesus' name. You got to go. All that frustration. Come out. Come out, frustration. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. You got to go. All that frustration. Come on out. All the way out. Come on out of there. Come out. In Jesus' name. Spirit of frustration. Spirit of retaliation. Jesus' name, that comes out right now. Come out. Fear of retaliation, trying to render evil to evil. You come out. The Bible says don't render evil for evil. Come out. All the way out. Come on. All that spirit of retaliation, revenge. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Revenge. Taking revenge. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord, right? So, you know, that's what the Bible says. What are we going to do? You going to go take revenge? You're going to take things into your own hand? Yeah, things will get messy if you take things in your own hands, right? Let the Lord do vengeance. The Lord will revenge. He will take care of that. I command that revenge spirit to go in the name of Jesus right now, all the way out. All the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. I bind you. I break your hold. Revenge, come out. Retaliation, come out. All the way out. All that revenge, all that retaliation, you come out of there now. Go, go, go. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Come all the way out. Revenge, retaliation, all the way out. Jesus' name, vengeance, come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. That spirit of pride, you come out. Spirit of pride, come out. Pride. All that pride, come out. Come out now. I bind that spirit of pride. Come out. All that pride. Thinking that you're superior. That arrogancy. Come out. Come out. All that pride. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come out. 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 That arrogant spirit too. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All that arrogancy. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. That pride, that arrogancy, that self-focused spirit. You come out. I always focus on you. It's all about you. Come out. Come out of there. That self-focused. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break that curse of self-focused. Always focusing on yourself, how everything revolves around you. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus, just right now, just say, Lord, forgive me for being self-focused. Cleanse me from that. By the blood, right now. Thank you, Lord. Come out. All that self-focus. Go. 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 Come out. 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 Come out of there. This is the all about self generation, isn't it? People all about themselves. Yeah. Come out. All the way out. All the way out of there. All the way out. Keep going. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go. All the way out. All the way out in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, you have to go. Self-focused in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All the way out. Self-pity can come out too. While we're at it, self-pity, come out. Come out that self-pity. I rebuke you. Come out now. All that self-pity spirit that binds you, you come out now. Come out now. All the way out. Self-pity. Take a few coughs. Get them going. Self-pity. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep coming out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break your grip. This spirit of manipulation, trying to manipulate people to get your own way, manipulate things. Come out. 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 All the way out. All that manipulation spirit. Come out. Manipulating. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Having the wrong motives. You might look real holy, but you're manipulating behind the scenes. I bind that. You come out all the way out. All that spirit of manipulation and wrong motivation, come out. You're being manipulated through the power of spirit. You're manipulating. Come out. That manipulating spirit, that action, come out all the way out. Go. Get out of agreement with that manipulating spirit. Go, go. Come out. Come out. All the way up and out of there. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. You're defeated. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. All the way out. All the way. Loose the people. Let them go. Loose them and let them go. Keep moving. All the way out. All that manipulation. Herpes spirit, you come out. We break the curse of herpes over your body. Command that herpes spirit to come out. Come out. Come out, herpes. Come against herpes. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of it. All the way out. Come out of the bodies, the skin. Come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Up and out. That herpes spirit has to go. Loose them and let them go. We break the curse of it. Break the control of it. Break the infirmity of it. Come out. In Jesus' name. All that herpes spirit. Go in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus right now against you. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Spirit of divorce. We break the curse of divorce right now. Spirit of divorce. Devil's trying to get you to make a divorce. Get a divorce. Oh, you'd be happy with a divorce. You'd be happy if you just left. You'd be happy if you disobeyed God and left your mate. Come out. All the way out. All that fear of divorce. Come out. Fear of divorce. Come out. In the name of Jesus, we come against that divorce spirit, that marriage breaking spirit. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. The spirit of marriage on the rocks. Come out. We break that curse. Marriage on the rocks. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. We break the curse all the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. You loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it can be a generational spirit, that divorce. As well, your mother did it, your father did it, or grandpa did it, mama did it, or whatever. Yeah, it could come down the generations, either hit you or hit your children or hit somebody in the family line looking for a way to continue to manifest. So we come against it, we break the curse, we break the generational curse of it in Jesus' name, according to the word of God and the authority that we've been given. In Jesus' name, we break it, curse. Command it to go in the name of Jesus right now. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, we ask you to bless those who receive deliverance tonight and seal their deliverance to them. Help them to keep what they got and walk it out, Father. Help them to continue to get more, that you will continue to be their deliverer and you will continue to deliver them from every wicked spirit still in their life, Father. We thank you for the time that you've given us together tonight to just enjoy your presence and your word and be filled up with you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for filling everybody that's listening right now. Fill them up to overflowing, Lord. Give them more of you, Lord. Fill them up, Lord, afresh tonight, Lord. Give them fresh oil from heaven, Lord, fresh anointing for this new year. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fullness of the Spirit of God on their lives, Father. Let them be full of you, Jesus. Let them get more and more and more. Give them more, Father. Give them more this year. So they'll be blessed going and coming out and enjoying you and your realities in their lives, Father, and that they will know the will of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Well, good night, folks. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you being here tonight. We'll see you next week, same time. Bye-bye.
If I had 1,000 wishes and each of them came true, I would trade those 1,000 wishes for a moment with you. If I had 1,000 dreams of finest palaces above, I would trade each precious dream of mine for a moment of your love.
Amen. Okay. All right. Well, we are done for tonight. Oh, I forgot to announce something. But I guess everybody gone now for the most part, but Linda is going to be sharing on the 21st of January, doing the program on the 21st, Sister Linda. So that'll be a blessing. We look forward to that. And I ask Jesus to bless you this weekend and take care of each of you in a very special way, make himself real to you too, in Jesus' name. All right, we love you. Good night now.